Australia's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese will attend Anzac commemorations in Papua New Guinea. Albanese arrived in the country on Monday, where he met with Prime Minister James Marape. Although Anzac Day is a holiday in Papua New Guinea, ceremonies typically see low public turnouts. Whenau Whanua spoke with our correspondent in PNG, Scott Whitey, about the visit.
Anthony Albanese is in Papua New Guinea. What's the purpose of his trip? We heard that he's going to be there for the Anzac celebration commemorations.
Yes, he's here for the Anzac celebrations, and today they were flown to the Kokoda Trail, one part of the Kokoda Trail, and both prime ministers have begun a short trek along the Kokoda Trail, a symbolic just marking the date and just honouring the soldiers who fell along the Kokoda Trail. So as with other visits by Australian prime ministers and delegations, they usually discuss, you know, ongoing trade, the existing defence pacts trade. So those discussions have been ongoing in one form or other.
And just this week, I think it's just yesterday, a Chinese delegation visited the Chinese foreign minister. It's a bit of a coincidence.
Yeah, I mean, Papua New Guinea is of very high interest to the Chinese and other powers, allied powers, especially the U.S. The U.S. already has a defense cooperation agreement. And immediately after the defense cooperation agreement, the prime minister also reached out to China, basically saying that our trade arrangements still stand. So this visit by the Chinese foreign minister comes as no surprise. It just strengthens what the discussions that have been ongoing between China and Papua New Guinea and the trade relations that have been ongoing. China's strategic interest in Papua New Guinea is primarily trade, but there's also defense interest on the part of China in the Pacific. So Papua New Guinea will always be that key component in whatever discussions that they're having.
And recently we also had those comments from President Biden. It comes just in the lead up to Anzac Day. Has this prompted a lot of anger in Papua New Guinea?
Yeah, there's a lot of talk on Facebook, but I mean, people are taking it very seriously. There's a lot of people who are quite angry with Joe Biden's comments about the cannibal thing. But, you know, Papua New Guinea has always been this butt of jokes where people are, poke fun at the cannibalism and all those perceptions that people have on the outside. Some people are angry with it. Some people are saying, look, it's just U.S. president stating things that are not true. There's others who have come out and said that the President Biden should apologize through the U.S. embassy. So it's the ordinary person going about his business, doing his thing. So it's affected a lot more people on social media.
Marape mentioned in his response the unexploded bombs. Has that arisen in Marape's meeting with Albanese?
No, I'm not sure that has happened. The Prime Minister has released a statement saying that the U.S. should come and collect its war remains. And that's been in response to the Biden statement that was made. So at the political level, there's talk in between at the diplomatic level. But as I said, the ordinary person on the street has seen it, but hasn't really affected people as much.
Is unexploded ordnances a continuing problem in Papua New Guinea? Does it enter the public discussion much?
Not much. There are instances where a bomb is found, especially there have been instances where bombs, unexploded ordnances have been found in Leh, where I live, and it's been disposed of by the Papua New Guinea Defence Force. But it doesn't filter through the public discourse as much as it used to in the 80s and the 70s when people were concerned about, remnants of World War II. A lot of them are in rural areas. Some people go out and find them deliberately, but it hasn't been a real problem in many, many decades.
Anzac Day, is it how relevant is it for the average Papua New Guinean person?
Yeah, look, it's a day that's important for Papua New Guinea and Australia, but it's also, you see, World War II wasn't a battle that Papua New Guineans on this land actually chose to fight. They were drawn into it, and a lot of young men were drafted into the army to fight. Some were taken as carriers to help the Australian cause. It's important to Australia. I can say that it's important to Australia. And there's a lot of unwritten history that needs to be told. And a lot of the responsibility is on the PNG government side. We need to sit down and write. Our families need to also document who participated in the campaigns, who contributed, so that there's some pride in their participation in the Anzac Day.
Over 50,000 Papua New Guineans, Bougainvilleans and Solomon Islanders assisted in the war effort.